This is Matt Wells at UN News Headquarters in New York. Getting a good education and building self-esteem are vital to help people of African descent overcome the legacy of transatlantic slavery. That's the view of the first woman of African descent to become Chief Justice of Panama, Graciela Dixon, who gave the keynote address at UN headquarters in New York this week to mark the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. She said that understanding the struggles and triumphs of previous generations meant the focus now must be on continuing the fight for freedom and equality in line with the International Decade for People of African Descent. Laura Quinones asked her if there was more to do across the Americas when it comes to equality under the law.
There's still a lot more to do. Even though there are regulations and laws that has abolished discrimination and that states that everyone should be treated equally and we all have the same rights, unfortunately, in reality, our society thus still has reminiscence of forms of discrimination or segregation or forms of prejudice approach to people from different ethnic origins. And in the case of the African descent, this is particularly remarkable. Unfortunately, I think there's still a long way to go, but it's not only a matter of law or of approving regulations that establishes what should be acceptable and not. That's important. And in the case of my country, for instance, we do have these laws in place. But besides that, there is an essential need for education. An education that would lead towards recognizing oneself, elevating our self-esteem, and guaranteeing that every person would be able to look at another one and do not have a prejudice approach or do not feel neither intimidated nor above. I think as part of the whole process, we need to start acknowledging the fact that we are one race.
You are the first woman Chief Justice in Panama. How has that influenced how you think about the fight to overcome the legacy of slavery in all its forms?
Yeah, well, I was not the first woman Chief Justice, but I was the first woman of African descent that became Chief Justice in Panama. And I think it was, at the time, very important. It was important especially for the Panamanian people of African descent. I am very humble and honored to have been had the opportunity to lay a stepping stone or a landmark that indicates that there is the possibility. Yes, we can make it. Yes, we can achieve. That opportunity that was given to me should be looked at as a door that has been opened for the following generations and for all my Panamanian people, where we have people that has the possibility and the capacity to occupy certain outstanding roles in their societies, they should be given that opportunity.
What are your main priorities in terms of what is left to do now across the Americas?
I think across the Americas, the priorities have already been set as goals of the decennial, the Afro-descendants decennial, and I believe that we need to really continue working on that. It's very important that we do not lose our track and that we actually comply within this term, because the 10 years was established really more not like a deadline as much as a frame, a time for us to be able to accomplish certain basic goals. I think education is a key one, but recognition is also another important thing. You know, we need to give recognition to African descendants, because what we have gone through has been a lot. And one of the aspects that where I would say the control occurs is not only by lack of education, but by lack of self-esteem, by lack of understanding who we are. And I think we need to have recognition to our people. We need to be compensated adequately. And when I say compensation, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about finding a lump sum of money to pay individual. I think our compensation goes beyond And it should be in a way that it would be able to remain in history for the present and coming generation. And I also believe that opportunities for our people to be able to have access to jobs and to be able to become entrepreneurs and to be able to develop their skills and their capacities.
And finally, do you think that full equality is possible in our lifetimes? What does that look like?
I think one of the defects of humans is that we always want to do things to be able to live to see it. And that doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Of course, it would be fabulous if we could say in our lifetime we will be able to achieve full equality. But we must remember that the lack of full equality is governed not necessarily or fundamentally because of the will of particular people. It is a social economic circumstance that actually determines whether there is or there can be or will be full equality or not. If everyone happens to have equal opportunities, if everyone happens to have their basic needs in health and education, living conditions, etc., met, if these basic needs are met, maybe we will be able to come across closer to that equal equality that we're talking about and we have set as a goal. I think we need to grow beyond the need of immediate results. We need to grow and see beyond that and understand that it's a generational process and we have tasks to accomplish in our lifetime.